There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Valerie, and she has a perfectly legitimate, if not completely answerable, query, which is about cosmetics and carcinogens. And she said, so she's a hippie, and she's 62, and she didn't wear cosmetics, and she's healthier than the average bear. And a lot of her friends who use cosmetics have cancer. My guess is they don't all have the same kind of cancers, right?
Yes, correct.
All right. Let me just tell you, I Googled this just to see if I could find any more information than what I said to you. And basically, the answer is kind of no. It turns out that a cosmetic is any article intended to be rubbed, poured, sprinkled, or sprayed on, introduced into, or otherwise applied to the human body. For cleansing, beautifying, promoting attractiveness, or altering the appearance, including moisturizers, perfumes, lipsticks, fingernail polishes, eye and facial makeup, shampoos, permanent waves, hair colors, toothpaste. Did you know toothpaste was considered a cosmetic? And deodorants.
And I don't use it. I use baking soda.
Okay. Well, the question about baking soda is whether or not it takes away some of the enamel from your teeth, but that's another story.
All right.
So what they're saying is nobody really knows. They said uncertainty exists because many products and ingredients have not been tested thoroughly. I mean, what they test for is allergies, eye irritation,
right,
or allergic reactions.
But my question on that would be the 186 chemicals that are not used in other countries for cosmetics have been tested thoroughly. I don't understand why we don't.
Let me explain to you part of why. And again, I think that other countries have, the FDA comes under scrutiny, although the FDA did figure out thalidomide where other countries didn't, but still.
Right.
And
I'm
certainly not, don't misunderstand, I mean, I'm not defending, nor am I bad-mouthing the FDA, but I'm just saying that the tests that have been done are really sort of inconclusive for a number of reasons. First of all, there haven't been any long-term tests, and that's when you're talking with cancer, that's really what you're concerned about. It's not short-term, but long-term, number one.
Right.
Number two, as you point out, that there are multiple ingredients, and usually the most they test because they're trying to, if you put 126 of anything into a pot and boil it and then try to figure out what's going on, you're not going to have any idea what's going on, because the question is, what causes what? What are the interactions? Does one offset the other? What if you have a different, what if your type, you're AB positive as opposed to O negative? I mean, so especially when you're talking about the skin or anything of that sort. So usually most of the tests are done with one or two different ingredients, and there's no, so when you put more than that in, what are the interactions with one another? And we know that things do interact with one another. Do they offset? Do they enhance? So and then you've got the problem of long-term studies. Also, for example, one of my favorite sort of stupids is that remember when they were worried about what was the original saccharin?
Yes.
They tested saccharin and they decided it was carcinogenic. Well, all the tests, pardon?
Cyclamate.
Yeah, they tested it.
That was the original one they took away from my diabetic father.
Okay, but here's the deal. and they took it off the market, destroyed it. But the deal was they tested it on rats. Because you really don't want to test these things on people. So you either have to do them on cell cultures. And again, a cell culture is not the same. So you can't test them on people. So what do? You test them on rats. Well, and what they said was that it caused bladder cancer, which would be a really scary and interesting phenomenon, except that the pH of rat urine is completely different than that of human urine. So you still don't know. Now, would I use something that caused cancer in rats? No. But is that an accurate test? No. And what we do know is one of the things that is really scary, although it depends what's in it. Supposedly, Carol Lombard died of of peroxide poisoning.
Really?
Yeah, but let me tell you, something like 65% of all women color their hair, and it's getting to be almost 50% of men, including Manny, which we're not going to talk about right now, but nevertheless. So the point being that...
Leave me out of this.
I'm so sorry, Manny. Just go and put your mascara on and leave us alone, all right? All right, so here's the deal. They're saying... Then what you want is an epidemiological study, all right, which is population based, because otherwise, so what you're doing is you're not putting anybody at risk. You're not doing double blind studies. You're just saying, okay, let's see what happens when real people are using this, but you can't control the environment, because what if somebody has a family history? What if somebody is living near a toxic dump? What if somebody is diabetic? What if somebody, like me, is hypersensitive to everything? So the point is, should we have better regulation? Yeah, they really should.
And I did read the last time the FDA tested cosmetic chemicals for women or whoever, was 1930.
Well, I'm just trying to think. There were actually some studies from the FDA that were as recent as last year.
Okay.
If you go on, if you go down the FDA website, you could probably find some stuff as well.
Okay. I used to use regulation.
Yeah, there's something called cosmeticsinfo.org. It's run by the Personal Care Products Council, which is probably the people I would trust the very least. But they're talking about safety testing and regulations. And I certainly, what I do is I look at the thing is, my basic rule of thumb is if I can't pronounce it, I don't want it anywhere near me, which is almost impossible to do, to be quite honest, with cosmetics. But I'm perfectly willing to use, for example, Vaseline as lip gloss rather than lip gloss. On the other hand... that's a kerosene-based product. I mean, I don't know what. And you remember the movie, the original Joker movie, where they put, they decided that all cosmetics were causing cancer, so none of the news anchors would use cosmetics. Remember that one?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what the answer is here, except make sure you wash wash your face every night and use as little as possible. And again, I don't know the issue about sunblock either, because I know that I'm very prone. I have very fair skin, and so I'm very prone to getting sunburned. But I have the sense that, and I use, for example, for sunblock, I use baby products, literally.
Yes, me too. I'm very sensitive to most chemicals.
But I can still break out from it. So I don't know. I mean, and the point is, what are you willing to give up to live forever, because none of us are going to. So,
I'm willing to give up a lot.
All right. Well, that's because you're a hippie and you already gave it up and you don't care about it anyway.
Yeah, I don't. If people want to just look at me twice and say, oh, you look old, I'm like, so?
There. Ha ha. Yeah.
Yeah, cheers.
And part of it, look, there are things that are not chemically, are not chemical, but... for example, we know that meat really is not very good for you because it takes so long to break down in your colon. And we know that a huge number of the things that cause cancer are basically sort of generated in the colon. So, on the other hand,
phenols are natural, too.
Look, cholesterol is a naturally occurring substance.
Yeah.
And even though, and the California study, which was the largest study ever done, has never been replicated, never, not once. It was a huge study, but it was only done once, so it's never been replicated. And that's one of the hallmarks of science, that you have to be able to replicate it. And if you can, what does that mean? And we know that there's exogenous, from outside the body, dietary cholesterol, and internal, your body makes cholesterol. Your body needs cholesterol. So the question is, if you drop down the dietary, does that mean that the stuff that you make yourself goes up or down? And which is the dangerous stuff? No one on the face of the earth can tell you that. Yet all of us believe that our cholesterol should be a certain level. We take drugs to lower it. We don't eat egg yolks, even though last week it came out saying egg yolks are fine. So, listen, hang on if there's anything more you want to say about this, because I know I haven't really let you respond.
No, that's okay. I appreciate your time greatly.
All right, so I don't know what the answer is, and I'm not sure anybody else does either. Moderation in all things, folks. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you. Calling out your name.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The polar vortex is here and expected to freeze over part of the U.S. Help is needed. Resources are often drained by people capable of caring for themselves, leaving those with the greatest needs to go without. Do your part by being prepared this winter. A supply of Go Foods will provide delicious nutrition, comfort, and security during hard times. Protect your community and call Go Foods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. Okay, this story, I don't even know how to deal with this, but I'm going to share with you just because I share stuff with y'all. All right, here's the headline. Men who are terrible at video games are more likely to harass women. I suppose this is vaguely appropriate given the fact that Pixels opens this weekend, which is about video games, which is a terrible movie. I'll tell you more about it tomorrow. Okay. All right, here's the story. My computer keeps bouncing around. Maybe some guys who are good at video games are messing with it. It says women have often been the subject of harassment online. Duh. It turns out it's often by the guys who just plain suck at video games. All right, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. But it says, I continue. Surveys have indicated that women between the ages of 18 and 29 experience severe forms of online harassment, including death threats and what is known as doxing, when an individual's real address is posted online in an effort to intimidate. Okay. This is a report out of Canada. And one assumes that it's...
CBC report, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Canadian Broadcasting. No one had really looked into who was doing the harassing until now. They examine the intentions of men who are often hostile to women on the Internet. It was led by the scientists at the University of South Wales in Australia and at Miami University, who had watched how men treated women during 163 sessions of Halo 3, a popular first-person shooter. They found that women who were subjected to abuse 10 times more often than men in online chat rooms and 3 times more often in online games. Well, it's because men are doing the video games more often than women. I don't know that that proves anything. Rather than misogyny driving the abuse, the researchers believe that there is a much simpler cause. The men who hurl the abuse often feel they are lower down on the totem pole and need to lash out in a sort of inferiority complex. The abuse came from the men who just sucked at playing the game.
Wow.
The more poorly the players were at the game, the worse the comments got about the female player. Well, but that's a different situation. If you're playing, and you'll see, believe it or not, this is actually brought up in the stupid movie that I'm going to review for you tomorrow. These men feel that they have a low status, and their instinct is to become aggressive to maintain that dominant social status and become more hostile towards women, hoping to disregard the female's performance. Yeah, but that's because she's viewed as an adversary at that moment. It's not good science. Players who played well tended to be much more positive to female players. All right, well, that's a stupid study because it doesn't... I mean, what happens if the woman loses? Does that mean that he's going to be hostile toward her or not? And the answer is probably not. Because they're taking two different events and combining them. They're saying that my guess is if they're playing a man and they lose, that they're going to say that he cheated or that... that he's a nerd or whatever. So I think anybody that basically losers, and I don't mean necessarily, big L, but little L, that losers are going to feel vulnerable and lash out about whomever won. They're going to say that they cheated or that they had an unfair advantage or that they must have played it before. I mean, it's bad science. It may be, there may be some relevance there, but not the way they did the study. All right, so I thought maybe what we'd put on Facebook is what characteristics do you view as positive or negative in a male or in a possible date? Let's just put it that way. That way we don't have to worry about male versus female. All right. So what characteristics do you look for or view as turn on or positive or negative? Not turns on or turn off, because we're not talking exclusively about sexual. I mean, somebody who's pretty or somebody who. That's a big realize. That's not what we're talking about. We're just saying the things that are basically not related to sex. I mean, whether somebody's pretty or not pretty. That's what we're talking about. I'm saying, for example, I'll give you an example. And you guys can all use the same example. That for some unbeknownst reason, well, it's not an unbeknownst reason completely, that I am prejudiced about that if a guy is a good driver, I'm going to be more disposed toward him than a guy who's a bad driver. And I know, to a certain extent, it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with anything, but there's just, I suppose it's about competence. So a guy who's a good driver, also a guy who drives too slowly. I probably, even though I think that driving too fast is not very safe, I'm probably better disposed toward a guy who drives. I just assumed somebody who was a really good driver and drove the speed limit and was calm and didn't change lanes and all that. But if I had to choose between somebody who drives too slowly and somebody who drives too fast, there's a part of me that would choose the guy who drives too fast, which is not, I mean, I don't think it's a very safe notion, although people who drive too slowly can cause just as many accidents. So, and it's unrelated to anything except some kind of prejudice, I suppose, about the nature of being, I don't know, competent or male or something. And it has nothing to do with anything, right? Manny, do you drive fast or slow?
I'm kind of in the middle.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. But if you had to say that if your tendency is to drive a little bit under the speed limit, a little over the speed limit.
Probably a little bit over.
Yeah. I mean, don't you think it's considered more manly to do that than not?
Yeah. I mean, I think for me it's just kind of a mindset of I'm just trying to get to where I need to be. You know, I'm not necessarily in a hurry, but I don't want to waste too much time, I guess. That's why I don't typically drive too slow, I guess. But most of the time, I'm right around the speed limit.
Yeah, I mean, I tend not to drive too fast because for some reason, well, first of all, I don't own a car. I rent cars these days, but I don't own a car. One of the reasons I don't own a car is I might be able to afford the car, but I probably can't afford the tickets. So it's just not worth it to me because, I mean, I tend to be a little lead-footed. And especially if there's nobody around and it's, you know, it's, which is not very wise. And I get it. But still, you know, I should probably not admit that. It's one of the reasons I don't drive. But I'll tell you, people who cut in and out of traffic, people who drive significantly over the speed limit, people who are not careful, drive me nuts because it's dangerous. And as we were talking about yesterday,
the people who weave in and out on the freeway, where they're just constantly changing lanes, trying to go around people. I mean, that's.
And there, we talked about of stupid behavior on the highway and people who will bash into one lane and then bash into the next without checking. And what do? They got one car ahead.
Right.
And
a lot of times they're not even using their signal when they go from...
Oh, never. Yeah. Never. It's giving aid to the enemy.
Right.
You know, don't tell them where you're going to go. All right, and here's the thought for the day for those of you who are about to chow down on a Big Mac. A third of U.S. young adults are not eligible for military recruiting because of... Dun, dun, dun. Obesity. That's depressing. Mm. Don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, they can't, even if they wanted to, they couldn't go into the service. Oh, dear. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com. and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Cheryl, you're here. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I've been married for 15 years, and we've never had a good relationship. And I'm 41, and I've asked him to leave a few times, and he refuses to leave. And
do you guys have kids together?
We have two kids.
Ages?
13.
15 and 13. Were you pregnant when you got married?
I was.
How long did you know each other before you got married?
5 years.
All right, so you probably would have married him anyway, yes? And you were like 25, 26 when you got married. How old is he?
He's 50.
So, do you have a job?
I do. I actually have a better job than he does, and I support most of the household income.
Is the house in both of your names?
Yeah. We work opposite shifts. He's like a roommate. He doesn't participate. He doesn't do any chores around the house.
So what do you want?
I want him to leave, and I just don't.
Well, likely, but my dear, he's not going to. There's no reason for him to leave. All right, let me just help you understand it from his point of view. He's got a place that he can afford. He's got a wife who pays at least half the expenses. He's got access to his kids. And why would he leave? There's no reason. You're the one who wants out of the marriage, not him. Okay, I mean, he may not be any happier with it than you are, but there's no motivating factor for him to move, which means either you're going to have to bribe him to get him out, or you're going to have to leave. And one of the possibilities is to sell the house, if it's in both of your names, and, you know, and do what you want to do. But realistically, he's not going to move. There's no reason for him to do it. People do things for a reason. There's no reason for him to do it, logically. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So the question is, what are you willing to do about that? And as I said, you can bribe him, which is just the fine art of helping someone understand why it's in their best interest to do what you want them to do, to say, look, if by the end of the month you're willing to move out, I will help you find a place. I will not, you know, sue you for alimony, and I will make sure that the kids come and visit you, you know, once a week. Or if you're not, I'm going to go to a lawyer, and I'll get you out, you know, sooner or later, maybe later, but I'm, you know, then it's, the gloves are off, and I'm not, you know, I'm going to sue you for child support and all the rest of it. In other words, you can make him understand what's his best interest to go quietly, but he's not going to go quietly unless there's a reason to do it. And
right.
There's a reason to do the opposite right now for him.
I have said that to him, and he's like, I'll change, I'll go see anger management.
No, but you're not saying, it doesn't sound, that's a whole different ball game, Cheryl, that if you're saying to him, what I want you to do is either by the end of the month, you're either in therapy or in another apartment, that's a whole different issue. That if he's saying, I'll change, then he's making the assumption that there is still some ability for him to negotiate the marriage. If there is, then he's not going to move out. That's another reason for him to move out. Is there anything he can do that would allow you to continue working on the marriage?
I don't think so.
No. My dear, it's that statement that you're tripping over. That has to be a clear yes or no. But you can't say I don't think so. I'm not arguing with you about your sentence. I'm saying from his point of view, as long as you say I don't think so, that means yes, there is. I just have to figure out what it is. And he ain't going to move. That's an additional reason for him not to move out. If the deal is, we're done. If you want to be in anger management, that's fine for you to be in anger management. If you want to go to therapy, that's fine. As far as I'm concerned, you could bring me flowers every day. You could hang from the ceiling. You could tap dance and sing Swanee. We're done. The deal is that if you're out by the end, I'm going to go talk to the lawyer at the end of the month. If you go before the end of the month, I'm willing to do this on your basis, on your time frame. If not, I'm going to do it on mine. But getting somebody out of the house is not the world's easiest thing to do. And it may come down to you either selling the house, both of you selling the house and moving out, or you moving out. It sounds like you're not, I don't know, your house is probably your major financial resource. So you may not want to move out, although he can't sell it if you own it jointly. He can't sell it either. But you have to make it clear what the deal is. And him saying, I'll go to anger management makes me feel that somehow you haven't communicated to him, marriage done, over, gone.
Well, there's another part to this, too. We haven't had sexual intercourse in 12 years. He's sick. And
what's the nature of the sickness?
He's a diabetic, and he doesn't take care of his diabetes, which fuels the anger and his
heart. But that's interesting, but not relevant.
And so, I'm 41, and
Cheryl, I'm not arguing with you. I'm not saying you have to stay in this marriage. I'm saying you telling him to leave won't work. It hasn't worked before. I mean, even if it was something that inherently should work, which it's not. It won't. We know that it won't because you've been trying for a long time. It hasn't. And if you push, you know, if you tried 12 times and 12 times it's failed, there's no reason to assume the 13th time will be the magical time. And I'm telling you, it won't. It wasn't going to work the first time. There is no reason for him to leave. He is perfectly comfortable in this marriage. He may not be happy, but he's comfortable, which means if the marriage is going to end, you're going to have to end it. If somebody leaves that house, it's most likely going to be you unless you can figure out a way to bribe him. It's not a matter of who's right or who's wrong. I'm just talking about the logic of it. And you saying, well, we haven't had sex in 12 years, again, interesting but not relevant. If you want out of that, unless you're saying, if you go get some treatment about your diabetes so we can have sex again, then I'd be interested. If that's what you're saying, you need to say that. You keep doing this. You keep tripping over the thing. So you need to be very clear that either there are some things he can do or there are not. If there are not, then you put the line in the sand. If there are, then tell him those. But you've been threatening him for probably most of 12 years. He doesn't believe you. I don't believe you. You don't believe you.
I don't believe
you. I know. If you still love him and you want him to do something, for heaven's sakes, Cookie, it's in your best interest to tell him, even though your feelings are hurt. I know you're feeling, well, if he loved me, he'd do something about this. Don't worry about what he'd do. Figure out what you want. If there's something that he can do that will make this marriage viable, tell him, and tell him now, and tell him he has till the end of the month. If there's not, tell him he has to the end of the month to move out. You'll support him. You'll, you know, give him furniture or money or linens or whatever. And if not, go talk to a lawyer. But you can't continue to threaten and say the same things that he then ignores, because it's and what he believes is she just flapped her lips. She's not going to do anything. So either do something or don't flap your lips. But you don't want to continue doing this, because it's just making both of you really miserable. And it's undermining your credibility, and it's not getting you any place. So, honey, figure out what you want. And if it's different than what you've told me, I mean, because you've told me it today doesn't mean you're locked into it. If you, over the weekend, you think, you know, this is what I want, call me back, I'll help you with it. But you got to be clear, because other people will understand the lack of clarity, and they'll exploit it, not because they're evil, but because he wants to stay. Doesn't cost him anything to stay. Trish, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi. I just have a question. My fiancé feels as though he should tell me everything because he wants that closeness with me, but I think that some secrets that he wants to tell me probably shouldn't be told to me if he's been specifically told by someone not to tell me, and I just don't know whether I should tell him to kind of keep his mouth shut or if he should actually be telling me this.
Well, I think there's certainly categories of events that people should keep their mouths shut about, including, you know, past sexual experiences, among other things, because you're right. In that push to feel close to somebody, the people blab things, but once spoken, things can't be retaken, and they can haunt people. So I would agree, but you're talking, it sounds to me, about something very specific, about when someone says to him, don't say anything, and he says, okay, they don't want you to say anything, so don't tell anybody. Is it that it feels burdensome to you?
Kind of, yeah. I just feel bad because if the conversation gets brought up in, you know, a certain situation or something, and I'm supposed to pretend like I don't know, I don't really feel like that's, I don't know what to do.
Okay. Then I would explain that to him and say, look, honey, I know that you may feel burdened by somebody else's confidence, but sort of unloading on me makes me feel burdened. I don't feel I'm a very good actress, and I don't want to have to pretend, number one, and I don't want to have to blow your cover. So maybe the thing to do is when people say, can you keep a secret, just say, no, I'm a blabbermouth. I'm serious. I mean, that's certainly what I've learned to do, because I'm right. A very good secret keeper. I just don't want the responsibility of doing that. So when someone says, can you keep a secret, I always say no, because I don't want to hear it. And by and large, the things they're going to tell me are going to burden me. And the only reason they're telling me is not because they adore me, but just to get it off their chest. So I think it's perfectly legit to say to him, honey, look, here's the deal. I'm not a very good actress. I don't want to blow your cover. I don't want to feel burdened by it. So I don't want you to tell me. On the other hand, I don't want you to feel burdened. So why don't you just explain to people that you're a blabbermouth and you don't want to hear it?
Makes sense.
Okay?
Okay.
Good enough.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But that doesn't mean you should tell his secrets. It just means that you could... It just means that you can sort of put the line in the sand that says, you know, if someone tells you not to tell, then say, I don't want to know. And that really works. Gary, we don't have a whole lot of time in this segment, but tell me what we're going to be talking about, and then we'll give you as much time as you need.
I'll be as direct as I can. The question is, can a man who suffers from ED while masturbating not suffer from ED when he's with a partner?
Let's put you on hold and come right back to you, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
have intimate dinners for two, turn into grabbing, boring takeout on the way home. I know the feeling. I used to love cooking dinner for that special someone. You'd spend hours leafing through recipe books and driving all over for the freshest ingredients. But between kids, career, commutes, there's just no time. That's why I love Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking but have no time for shopping and no patience for it. Just go to tryplated.com and choose from exciting new chef design recipes each week. Next, the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner. Everything's delivered straight to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm-fresh veggies, spices, everything you need, including parchment paper, on the date you choose. And your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. I just love that. Remember, all you need is about 30 minutes and Plated to rekindle those intimate dinners. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Gary, who's asked a question about ED, which has nothing to do with Edward or even Teddy. It has to do with erectile dysfunction. All right, Gary, are we talking about you or somebody else?
Me.
Okay, how old are you?
58.
Single or married?
Single.
Okay. Are you diabetic or anything? Are you on high blood pressure medication?
No, I'm very healthy. In fact, I have low blood pressure.
Okay. All right. So the deal is, the question is, if I understand you correctly, that you have problems with erections when you're masturbating, and the question is, will you have it if you're in a relationship? Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. So, is the problem with masturbation relatively new, or is that longstanding?
Longstanding.
Okay. Have you been with a partner at all?
No.
All right.
No, in decades.
Okay. All right. Let's look at the issue. It depends on what is causing the erectile dysfunction, because basically there would be three issues. One would be essentially mechanical. So if, let's say, you're diabetic, which you are not, or you're on hypertensive medication, which you are not, so that the idea is that the erectile problem would be essentially a mechanical one. Well, I suppose there's also neurological. So the idea is that it's either induced by biochemically, either endogenous or exogenous, either diabetes or medication, or I suppose a neurological impairment. So if that essentially it's there, so it doesn't make any difference what the context is in theory. All right, so that would be category number one. Category number two is much more in my bailiwick, which is psychological, which is, for example, if a man, let's say, if you felt guilty about masturbation, that it could be, in fact, that you could have erectile problems when you were doing something that you felt was naughty or sinful or whatever, and not have it if you felt you were in a situation that was more healthy or normal, however you're going to call it. All right? So that's category number two. I guess category number three would be the issue which is somewhat separate from number one, which is mechanical. You know, can we make the penis work or not, and why? The second would be the psychological of what is the impairment that may not be physical, that may be psychological. And the third, I guess, would be exogenous, which is stimulation. For example, if having a partner is more stimulating than masturbation, it may be that that things would work better. So I don't think there's an obvious answer to it. Have you been checked out by a neurologist or a urologist?
Yeah, I did. I was diagnosed with low testosterone. I'm doing testosterone therapy patches,
okay,
and that's helped as far
okay.
as somewhat, but not completely.
All right. How long have you been on the patches?
Oh, it's been about 5 months now.
And have you been back to your physician about results?
Yes, but they just test for certain blood, you know.
Yeah, problems. All they're going to do is test for blood level of testosterone.
And it did increase significantly to the normal range from very low.
Okay. So when's the last time you had a test?
A month ago.
How often do you masturbate?
Once or twice a week.
Well, one of the possibilities is sort of try a little less and see if you build up the energy for it, which is a combination of one and three, which is stimulation and sort of endogenous issues. So if maybe testosterone level in your blood should in theory be constant once you're on the medication. Have you tried any of the Cialis or any of those other things?
Yeah, I tried the main one, Viagra, I think it
right.
is.
Uh-huh.
And that didn't work. That just gave me a headache. And
did you try it when, after your testosterone level went up?
Yes.
Didn't work.
No. But I think something rang true when you were talking about psychological. It's not a guilt feeling. It's just a difficult feeling, kind of imagining, you know, fantasizing.
Okay.
You know how. You know, like
yeah,
some men
yeah.
will look at a magazine. I have difficulty. I don't do that, but I try to fantasize, and I have difficulty doing that.
Is the reason you're asking because there's a date in your future, and you're contemplating?
Yes.
All right. I'll tell you what. Can you stick with me for a little bit longer? Because I think there may be some things that we can go over here. When's the last time you had a date?
Let's see. It must have been in the 1990s. No, really. No, it was about a month ago.
Oh, well, I feel much better. When's the last time you were sexual on a date? Have you ever been sexual on a date?
That would be in the 1990s.
Okay. Is there a reason why?
I'm just extremely...
Low testosterone, okay. And just shy.
Fair enough. All right. So what is this, an online experience at this moment that you've met somebody on online?
Yeah, and actually, but we've met as well.
Okay, good. How many dates have you had?
Two. We went whitewater rafting, and then we went out to dinner.
Okay, and how old is this person?
53.
Okay, male or female?
Female.
Okay. Does she seem to excite you? I mean, do you get a little tingly when you're around her? I'm not necessarily asking if you get an erection at this moment, but are you?
A little bit. Not. I don't know if it's going to go there. Too early to tell.
Okay, fair enough.
So I'm not. Yeah.
That basically is kind of my answer at this moment. What I would do is a couple things. First of all, I might try Cialis, for example, as opposed to Viagra, just because they're slightly different formulations, and one may work better for you than another. Number one. But I wouldn't even do that right now. What I would do is decide that you're going to sort of masturbate, not as a matter of, okay, it's been 2 weeks, so I might as well do this, but wait till there's some sense that there's some internal trigger that says, huh, that might be an interesting thing to do, number one, with respect to masturbation. Number two, with respect to the date, I would sort of have the same philosophy of get to know her a little bit and see what happens when you hug and kiss, or whether you take each other, you go dancing, and just see what happens, kind of let nature take its course, and also understand a couple of things. That first of all, that as long as you explain to her, I mean, you see it in movies all the time, right, that a guy is very embarrassed. And so the idea that a man can't perform, which is, you know, a terrible word, but I think an accurate one in this particular context, is not uncommon. And that women, as long as you explain that it's not them, that you are, you know, that you are very excited about being around this person, but you're just still a little bit nervous, you'd probably get away with it. I'll tell you what, let me put you on hold if it says okay with you, and we'll come back and walk you through this a little bit more, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.